American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
It's the wall of immunity you try to build up.
That's Dave Thompson, a cattleman with Vermosa Cattle Company, a cow-calf and yearling operation with ranches in both Bakersfield, California and Chiloquin, Oregon. He says it's all about making your animals more viable, and he says genetics are playing a big role in the cattle business.
Well, genetic is so important to get the right genetics and so that you can have something to market. And, you know, as an example, there's a customer that I buy calves from, and they bought some bred heifers that were a breed that I don't think is too desirable, but they thought they were all right, but nobody wants to buy those kind of cattle, so that's just what I'm talking about for genetics. It's buy these genetics that people want to buy.
And Thompson says vaccinations are also important to a potential buyer.
It's the wall of immunity you try to build up, and you have to use that vaccination program so that the cattle can handle the stress, because stress is what brings on breaking down that wall. So the wall is important to maintain the health of the animal. Not only the vaccination program, but I mentioned the nutritional plane, and the nutritional plane has to be up on level 2 for the vaccinations to even work.
We asked Thompson what he thought about live vaccines versus killed vaccines.
The live vaccines are so important, and that's because they're through testing. They're the only ones that really work as far as building that wall. I know some producers use killed vaccines, but the people that I buy for, they just have insisted that they be live vaccines.
It's all about animal care, and one of the biggest stresses an animal can face is a trip to the feedlot.
It's tremendously stressful, and it would be a good education if some producers could actually travel back to a feed yard and watch their cattle get off the truck or go back and look at them after the first, say, 5 to 10 days that they got there, and they might be a little appalled and maybe think they weren't being taken care of, but it's really just has to do with the stress that animal goes through from the long trip and then a whole different environment and maybe commingling with other animals that they're not used to being with. And that's why it's so important to build that wall up and get ready for that experience for the calf.
Those are comments from Dave Thompson from Vermosa Cattle Company, a cow, calf, and yearling operation based in Bakersfield, California, and also Chiloquin, Oregon. We have more news at AmericanCattleNews.com, and be sure to stay with this radio station for the latest news from the cattle industry. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.